Well, today is the first Sunday in Advent, and I must say, firstly, I'd like to thank Susan and Carrie for helping to put up the Christmas tree, and also Rachel Green for setting up our Advent wreath and candle. These are, of course, very much part of our season, as also part of our church life and so forth. In my family, I am the timekeeper. So sometimes I would shout out or say, 5 minutes to go or 5 minutes to leave. And that irritates some of my family members. So today we are marking the beginning of Advent. Yes. We are celebrating Christmas. It's just round the corner. But more importantly, it is about the second event. If you count the calendar, Christmas is only about 3 weeks away. Ready already? I don't know, have you come across that term before? Ready already. It can both be a question as well as a statement. Ready already. How many of you have Advent calendar at home or have used it in the past? Oh, great. You know how these little things that you can buy and open little windows, and the children love it because every day can be a very interesting surprise and something made there for the children to have, or even a sweet or a lolly. But what if we don't have calendars? Like today, I forgot to wear my watch. So I asked Rachel Green to say, yeah, can you give me your bird call so I know when's 10 o'clock to start? What if we don't have calendars to help us to remember dates, to guide us? We don't even know when Christmas is coming. So the only way to do it is to be ready always, so that it will, when it comes, you won't be caught off guard. Now, I want us to think about this deeply today, about being ready already. If we are not ready for Christmas, well, the worst thing that can happen is that someone may go without a present. Or we have to go down to New World to buy a pie instead of a turkey or whatever that your family may be accustomed to as part of the Christmas ritual. Now, in today's passage, Jesus warns us that if we are not ready for his second coming, or some people call it the second advent, then we may be tragically lost forever. Now listen to what God's words say to us in the Matthew passage about being ready on the day when Jesus returned to judge the world. So out of this passage in Matthew, there are three key points that we can draw what I believe Jesus is trying to say to us. First, no one knows what day or when that day will come. Secondly, people are unaware of when it's going to come. And third one, which is a significant one, which says, be ready. Therefore, stay awake and be ready. Now, let's not forget, these things weren't written so that we could be right about a particular day. But rather, it is written so that you and I can be ready. Jesus says also in other parts of the scriptures over and over again, be ready. He says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, therefore stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. Also in verse 44, therefore you must be ready, because the Son of Man is coming in an hour that we don't know. Jesus warns and shows us three things about the judgment day that will enable us to be ready. Was it a couple of weeks ago I said I could skip talking about judgment and the last day? Well, I could not run away because today's passage, I have to preach on it. First of all, Jesus tells us in verse 36, it says, it is a secret day. If you can take away today three words that all start with S's, okay? First, it is a secret day in verse 36. The coming of the day and the hour, no one knows. Not even the angels of heaven, not even the Son, but only the Father. So, we need to stop wrangling, try to figure out, oh, when is that day? Because it is pointless. No one knows. No room to be complacent. No room to put off the holiness and obedience that God wants us to have and called us to be. Because that day is secret. Then Jesus goes on to the next couple few verses to say that it is also a surprising day. Not only is it a secret day, it is a surprising day. Unexpected. In Matthew 24, verse 37 to 39, say, as in Noah's day, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, and they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of Jesus. Unaware, unexpected, as in Noah's day. And when it happens, it happens. There's no indication that anything is going to happen. No terrible premonitions or dark skies or rumbling things. But when it happens, just as it was with the flood, it came. A surprise to those who ignore Jesus' warnings. Jesus is warning people who claim to be servants, people who say they are Christians, who make a show of their religion fervor, but whose hearts may be full of wickedness. And they will be taken by surprise on that day. Jesus says, be ready for that day so that it does not take you by surprise. So we talked about being a secret day, we talked about being a surprising day. The last one, it is a separating day. A separating day in verses 40 and 41. It gives us the illustration that two men are in the field. One is taken away, one is left behind. Two women working, one is taken away, one is left behind. Jesus said that when he returns to judge the earth, he will once and for all separate people. People who belong and people who are left behind. And for those who believe that the name or membership role of a faithful church is enough already, they may be surprised that they get left behind. It is not so much of what we do, but rather it is about believing in Jesus and pinning our hope and everything in Jesus. It is not about religious duty. It is not about doing things. Remember, Jesus warned us earlier in Matthew in chapter 7. We may be familiar with these words. It says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many people will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, or cast out demons in your name, or do many mighty works in your name? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. So Jesus is again warning all of us to be ready, to be ready, so that we will not be separated on the last day. So, secret day, surprising day, separation day. That brings us to the last part, which is really about ready already. How do we prepare ourselves for the second coming? In Matthew 24, verses 45, it says, "Who then is the faithful and wise servant, whom his master has set over his household to give them the food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes." In other words, when the master comes and finds the faithful servant is still carrying on what he or she is called to do, then we are ready. So let me share three key application points about being ready. First, pursue Christ-likeness now. In 1 John chapter 3, say, "Beloved, we are God's children, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears," referring Jesus and his second coming, "we shall be like him because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure." If you really want to be like Jesus by seeing him, and when he returns and comes back, we need to pursue holiness and pursue him now. Hoping to be like Jesus, who will purify us now and get ourselves ready for his return. So, becoming a radically pure, holy, loving, sacrificial, Christ-like person now is the intense hope and desire for us to be ready when he comes. So Christ-likeness. The second is that ready yourself for suffering. Last night, we were on the WhatsApp with a friend in Singapore and one of my previous church members. She has been fighting, her name is Joanne. She has been fighting for cancer for the last 5 years. And when we spoke to her again, we touched base with her regularly. She has told us that she's back on chemo again. She has been doing that on a regular basis, and the latest scan is not good news for her. She, when we speak to her, she was have shortness of breath and so on. And when we spoke with her, we feel for her. As much as we feel for her, we don't really understand what it takes to go through that kind of suffering. And this is the point. We need to be ready for suffering, because there is suffering in this world, and there are many people around suffering, whether in the Middle East, in Ukraine, and even near our doorsteps in New Zealand. So the necessity of suffering before Christ comes is a reality. And some of that is more real to others than ourselves. Paul says in Book of Acts, "Through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God." So it is not a wide gate, it is not a wide road, but may require us to walk through sufferings. And as we come towards the end of age, that suffering may be more intense. lawlessness will increase, and the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And so that is one warning for us. So the last part, therefore, we need to work faithfully for Christ. That's what this passage tells us this morning. That we need to be faithful and vigilant to our callings, our purpose in life. Remember the parable of the 10 virgins? The 5 wise ones and the 5 foolish ones. That's another story reminding us to be ready and vigilant. And also about the parables of the talents and the parables of the minas. Again, being a faithful servant and ready when the master returns. And the master has given all of us, you and I, many different assignments on this earth while he is gone. The gifts, the resources, the abilities, the money, the relationship, all the talents that we have at our disposal. We are God's faithful servant. We are God's children. And we are to fulfill God's purpose given to us while we are on this earth. All of these areas that we have to do our job well and to be obedient, to be faithful and to be diligent. So dear brothers and sisters, as we await for end times, make it our aim to fulfill our master's will. So when he comes, he will find us doing so. Let me leave you with this. I don't know when that day of Christ will come, but I know this, that day is closer now than it was at the beginning of this sermon. Let us be ready. Shall we pray?